Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 797, Arena Flight Outcomes, recorded live on September 9th, 2021. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And I am Haas.
And welcome to another news-filled week of Halo. Well, at least there's some news. Not necessarily full news, but there's still something to talk about. Some good stuff, some stuff. But for the most part, I think overall this week's been a decent week for Halo, unlike last week. So that's always good. There is a little drama, and it's very silly this time around, but we'll get to that in a minute.
It's always silly.
It always is. We like to nitpick. The Halo community likes to nitpick.
It's a video game, people. Anyway.
On the most random things. Oh, yeah, there's those two pins. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's go ahead and take a look at the last week in Podtacular community stuff, starting with our Fraggin' Fridays. GT, how did we do last week?
We shot stuff.
Did.
What did we do last week? We played some Super 5. Fiesta, mm-hmm. And then we played some more Super Fiesta. I think we actually played some Warzone. Yeah, we did a couple of Warzone matches. So, mm-hmm. Par for the course. We tend to hang around in Super Fiesta a lot because, you know, it's fun.
And it's Halo 5, yeah. We haven't done MCC in a long time, have we?
Apparently you haven't been paying attention very much, have you? We did MCC 2 weeks ago.
Did we?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That was last week.
I thought you said you did Halo 5 last week. I wasn't here last week, so.
I think we did MCC. I'm confused.
Anyways.
Ignore me.
Pins, you have some notes over there. Probably not the historian of Podtacular, but we could try, right? Anyways.
Where's the vlog?
We are professionals here. Not really. We're not professionals. Don't.
we know what we're doing.
We're not professionals. Anyways, I guess there was some Halo last week. I wasn't around to play. I don't even remember what I was doing last Friday, to be honest.
Let's see.
Last weekend was just a blur.
Yes.
Holidays do something to you.
I don't know.
GT didn't have a holiday, so anyways. Yeah. While GT moves that, works on that, we'll move on. For achieving Halo, we started trying to do some Halo 3. Got Bobby and Prestige. Prestige hasn't played Halo 3 on his new account, so he's starting from scratch. So we got through the first half of Legendary Campaign and got him basically a quarter of the achievements in 3 hours.
Wow.
Yep. We'll probably do the rest of the campaign for him on Sunday this weekend. Off stream on Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday? I think it was Tuesday. I hopped in with some folks from the Halo Completionist Discord and managed to get my final Halo 3 achievements done. So now I'm completely done with Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4. So it's a good feeling. It's nice to have all that behind.
I still have to finish up Reach.
What do you got on Reach?
I have to assassinate a player and exiting armor lock and, I need to do the one flag.
Okay. Not too difficult ones. Just have to
it
find
is when
someone.
You can't get a one flag game.
Well, okay. That's fair point. All right. Very nice. Did you find out which game you played last weekend?
No, for some reason I can't find
The VOD?
VOD from last week.
Weird. Okay.
Well, no, I can't find the button to go to the VODs.
Oh.
Because every time I log on to Twitch, they move stuff around.
It's like, I'm over here. Nope, now I'm over here. Nope, now I'm over here.
There we go. I think I found it. Videos. Videos? Yes, we did the Master Chief Collection. Sorry.
Okay.
I confused last week with the week before.
No worries.
If anybody wants to know, yes, things are running, days are running together and weeks. And
this week has just been weird like that. So anyways.
Yeah, because I didn't get my holiday.
So that's been our week so far with the Podtacular update. We'll be back tomorrow with more Fraggin' Friday. Lobby's Choice, MCC, or Halo 5. Just hop in the Discord and vote for what you want to see. Let's go ahead and hop on over to some matchmaking updates. What we got up for grabs, GT?
Well, for this weekend, we've got ODST Slayer rolling in.
Very nice.
I'm sorry, not ODST. Roaming King rotates in this week. Next week is ODST Slayer and Warzone Assault goes live on the 23rd. Fun. Yeah. On the 23rd, Griffball comes in. The 30th, we get Community Slayer and Warzone Turbo goes live.
Turbo.
And we now have the schedule for October.
We do.
So October 7th, Ranked Free for All rotates in for Ranked Mythic Arena. Action Sack rotates in on October 14th. We get CE Anniversary Throwback and Warzone Assault goes live again. On the 21st, we get Rock and Rail. And let's see, the 28th, we get Castle Wars and Warzone Turbo.
Very nice.
It's Turbo time.
Turbo time.
And then for the MCC, we've got Rocket Race in the house. Griff Ball heads back to the locker room.
Very nice. I know GJ played a lot of Griff Ball this weekend.
Yep. And then for the ranked playlist changes, we have Halo 3 Hardcore Doubles coming in. And Team Doubles rotates out.
Very nice. Very nice. On the company commendation side of things, we still got 6 we're going for. We've got Lucky, which is our closest one. We need another 46. Either Cluster Lux, Last Shots, Sayonara, or Fastball medals.
And then check we need them 90, nades.
Yep. And then we need 95 of the sniper killing drivers. Keys, please. So that's our company commendation update. As far as some tales from the foxhole, we've had a couple of people make some pretty recent appearances in single Halo clips. Lurker posted a video in our Clip Shots channel. So he got into one of the single Halo clips from last month. And also Prestige did a little short of set a fire in your heart. Wow. From Escherum, but he auto-tuned it. So if you're into that kind of thing, check that out. He's done a couple other little remix things over in the community Discord. And then there's some other kind of random stuff in there, not gonna lie. There's this one random video of someone who has his microphone peeking out, who's like, it's a speed run to punch Captain Keys on Halo's CE on Pillar of Autumn. So no idea what that's about, but Grunty posted it in our Discord. So yeah, no clue.
Was that the one that you responded? What did I just watch?
Yep. Okay. It is.
Okay.
And then Speg
wanted to clarify.
Yeah. And then Speg posted something yesterday where he encountered a very funny bug where Cortana basically broke during the Silent Cartographer cutscene on Halo 1. And there's just one part of her line that just repeats over and over and over again.
Yep. Good old skipping record.
Yep, exactly. And then last thing is we've got some more cosplay pieces from MH Cosplays over in the community creation side of things. So if you can go check that out, it's over in the Discord for you to check out as well. That's it for our little community corner of things. We've got Season 8 flighting happening.
Mm-hmm.
I know, GT, you said you hadn't had a chance to play it. Hasta, have you had a chance to play any of the Season 8 flight yet?
I jumped around the Frozen map, the new turf.
Mm-hmm. Icebox.
Icebox, thank you. I knew that last week, and today I forgot.
No worries.
I ran around on there for a little bit, and I just kind of called it a day right now. You know, I look forward to getting some matches on there, but flights are tough for me right now.
Gotcha. I didn't have a chance to play this past week, but it goes through this weekend. So if you're listening to the podcast when it comes out, you probably have another couple of days before the flight is gone. It goes away on September 13th. So hop on in, look at some of the new cool armor pieces, check out the new map. I've heard some great things, great feedback for the map that people are really excited about. Hi, Laird. It's been a while since we've seen you in the chat. I think you missed the past couple. So not too much else, but there is quite a few other things going on with the flight if you are into it. So aside from the customizations, the new map, we've also got some new accessibility features that they are looking into, some performance improvements for Combat Evolved Anniversary, custom game browser including Halo CE and Halo 3. So if you want to try actually doing some custom game server type stuff with Halo CE and Halo 3 before that goes, and that's a perfect time to hop on in and give that a try. There's more Halo 3 ODST firefight options to include some pro wave customization to make it match more like Halo Reach, which is actually kind of cool that they're able to implement those kind of additions for ODST.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really never had control of that back in the days of ODST on 360. So being able to actually customize waves, that'll be pretty cool. We've also got new collectibles in the Halo 3 campaign. I think people have managed to find all three pretty easily. And there's now Steam account linking for your player profile within MCC. So it'll be a little bit easier to actually get to see your Steam friends in the MCC interface. And one other thing which might be... I'd be curious to see how this works. There's apparently player reporting having been added to additional areas, including scoreboards and post-match. So I wonder if that'll make actually reporting players easier instead of having to go to the Halo support site and enter in 30 things of miscellaneous info that really you don't need for the report.
Yeah,
I sure hope so.
I mean, I get why they ask for some of that info, but it's like, if I'm just reporting a player, can I just report the map, the time, and the player name? Like, that should be enough, right?
I mean, you know, if you think about it on the Xbox, it's a click a recent player, report, kind of classify what category they did, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get that on the PC side, I think that'd be a really good improvement.
That would be, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
No, do our work for us. I mean, that's basically what it kind of feels like, Laird, but I mean, it'd be nice if you just go back to like your search history and waypoint and click on the player and be like, hey, this person was not doing good things. I want to report this player.
Right.
So you're not like interrupting a stream or you're not interrupting gameplay. It's like, stop. Let me report this player. Let me write all this down.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes 5 minutes to report, like do any kind of submission on the Insider support site just a support site. So, yeah. So on to some of the news that we have. ACS has started doing a top 25 of folks from some of the more recent Halo casters' perspective of who they think are the top 25, including Bravo, Elamite, Golden Boy, Clutch, Walshy, Goofy, Mikwin, Gaskin, and Hines. So there were some criteria that they ranked all of the players against. So they are going through from the bottom to the top. I believe this week they're going through 25 to 11, and then starting on Monday the 13th, they'll be going from 10 to 6 each day, and then on the 20th, they'll go from 5 all the way to 1, and I think it looks like number 2 and number 1 will have little video segments on them. So this has caused a little bit of a stir amongst the community for who knows what reason, because it's just the opinion of the casters. It's not necessarily like 343's opinion or necessarily the majority opinion of the Halo community. It's just from the caster's perspective of what they know.
I do wish, so I kind of had mentioned, I added Tashi. I was like, I kind of wish you guys would have done a, like, fan vote for this top 25. And
this kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it? It was just like a surprise drop of,
yeah, we're last doing week, this thing. But he also said last week that they had done a fan vote, but only like 100 people even responded. I'm like, I didn't even see that. So that was kind of disappointing to me because I didn't see it. And if you're only getting like 100 votes from fans, you're getting more reactions from your tweets on this ranking list. So I was a little bummed by that because, boy, I thought the list was off to a great start. As a person that has been a part of following MLG Halo since the end of the CE era through today, the list got off to a good start. The last five have definitely
scratched some heads.
Yeah, you know, I have some questions, you know, but it just, the criteria seems a little confusing. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do think people are taking this list a little too personally, but
probably
that, I mean, that's part of the course of the Halo community, if you ask me. So
if they only got 100 responses, I'd like to know where they posted this.
Right. Cause that's not a lot of responses.
Right. I mean, even for like a,
did they Tashi. Like post this on MySpace or what?
Reddit.
Let's see.
Oh no, if it was Reddit, there'd be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, so I had at Tashi and I said we should have had a fan voted top 25 to go alongside with the, because this is the official 343 top 25. If they're all 343 staff, so this is their.
Well, no, cumulative. The casters aren't 343 staff, but
Wes is a staff. Hines is a staff. Mickwin's staff.
Oh, yeah, Hines is staff. Well, Golden Boy's not. Bravo's not. Walshy's not.
Bravo's former, but true. He is not current. Yeah. So, Goofy's, I mean, not,
but okay. Yeah, there's a few that are.
Yeah. So, I do think, like, if this is what HCS is promoting, HCS is a division of 343. This is their list. But yeah, I would love to know. He says we released a link for that last week when we announced. I think over 100 fans filled out their list, but it's closed now. I'm like, I follow this stuff. I am admittingly addicted to constantly being on Twitter, and I did not see this.
You should have replied where.
I said, damn, missed that. I just didn't want to stir up the pot anymore.
That's where you need the Pulp Fiction with the coast, like, where?
Yeah. I mean, maybe reissue this, because I think what we're seeing from fans right now is a lot of, what? This doesn't add up to me. Even former competitive players are kind of like, what?
Well, the ones that we have right now, we have starting at 25, we have Ryan Noob. And then Saiyan, Fear Itself, Mickwin, Victory X, Legit, Karma, really?
Huh, bro, okay. Karma deserves, to me, he's on that bubble top 10.
Okay. Strongside, T-Squared, Ace. Oh, kind of interesting to see him that far down. Hines and Shotzi.
So, to me, T-Squared is an easy top 10. I don't think Shotzi. I think he is a generational talent in competitive esports.
Yeah,
His movement was far none, but no disrespect to him because he's a beast. He really only played one full season in HCS.
Right, and granted,
he won a championship, but like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, T2 played over three titles, won lands on all three. The guy was on Dr. Pepper bottles. I think he signed the first $1 million contract in esports. That might be wrong, but I do believe he had a $1 million contract in esports.
Wow.
It was one of the first ones. Like, I don't know. This list is interesting. It is very interesting to watch it unfold. I live for Ogre 2's responses he adds a quip to each one, and it is pretty funny.
Is it gold?
Yeah, it's just like, because everybody's already like kind of deemed Ogre 2 as the winner of this thing, and so it's pretty interesting. But right now, I would, if Ogre 2 did not end up winning this thing, I would be shocked, but I wouldn't, because this thing T2 fall down so far really makes me question how much new versus old is going on right now.
Well, I guess if they've already shown that they're taking MLG into account and to some
right
degree. So like, you have to take a look at competitive Halo as a whole.
And I think that's what's hard, because people followed Halo competitive in Halo C. Not saying there wasn't. The scene was definitely a lot smaller. Halo 2 elevated it to new heights. We were on USA. Mm-hmm. Halo 3 took it to, honestly, I still think the peak of Halo esports in terms of fan interest, player interest. You know, that was still the peak. So I think a lot of these people are going to fall in Halo 3, where like a lot of the waiting is going to come from is Halo 3 and Halo 5. Halo 5's most recent, going to make the most sense. Halo 3 was the peak. That's where a lot of people started to invest the most into the franchise. It makes sense. A lot of waiting is going to be there. Where CE2, 4, for a lot of reasons, is going to be forgotten. And Reach is kind of stuck in that like rut period. Not a complete rut, but it was a rut.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to watch the rest of this list unfold.
It'll be interesting.
Get your Michael Jackson at a movie theater popcorn ready.
Very good.
A royal treat to just watch unfold.
Very good. So we got that. We also had technical preview outcomes. Quite a bit of stuff in here. If you want to dig into more details, you can head on over to HaloWaypoint.com. But we're just going to hit some of the highlights. So for accessibility, a lot of people like the friend and foe outlines, like the full controller and keyboard and mouse mapping. With Infinite, some of the feedback is there's more desire for an auto sprint option and desire to alter the colors of the damage system color and the mark system. Didn't even think about altering the colors of the mark system, but auto sprint, I guess, probably for the more casual players, because I think that
how hard
that's
is it to push down on the left thumbstick?
Well, I will say from a mouse and keyboard perspective, dropping that pinky down to hold shift, it's pretty exhausting on that pinky finger. So if you can tap,
well, that's why you set it, that's why you set it to toggle.
There is a toggle option for a sprint.
I know in Fortnite it's there.
I know, Fortnite isn't there.
In Warzone it's there, where your character can automatically be in the sprint motion, unless you kind of pull back, do a different motion. Options are good to me.
Yep,
like, if it doesn't break the experience, give the player the option.
See, the deal with me is when I play, whenever I'm walking, that sticks all the way forward all the time. I mean,
but then clicking and pushing forward.
Like I said, I set mine to toggle, so all I got to do is click once and then hold forward. And then when I want to stop sprinting, I just let go of the stick or pull back on the stick.
Sure.
I'm sure there's people that, well, there's obviously people that want it. I just, clearly, if they add it, then I just want to, make sure it's a option, just like hold, toggle, or auto.
I mean, I would assume there wouldn't be anything different than that. So,
right.
Down to audio music. Players love the menu music and the multiplayer music. That's pretty much it for that. In-game audio, weapons sounded powerful and really added to the experience. Positive feedback. Other feedback items, players wanted the Needler's audio to sound more crystallized and more granular controls of each in-game voice, i.e. personal AI, Spartan chatter, and multiplayer announcer. I can see that being useful. Like, if you want to turn one down and have, like, if you want Jeff Steister's voice to really shine and have that one just up all the way, but then everything else turned down a bit. Totally makes sense. All sounds good to me.
Yep.
On the live side of things, battle pass and challenges. Positive is players are still enjoying the idea of a permanent battle pass.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback, challenges are the only way to progress, and double XP timer counting down while in the menu. which we talked about those last.
Yep.
The challenge progression last week, which still sucks.
Well, we'll see like it post-launch.
It's, for me, it all depends on how much XP you have to gather per level. And, it, you know, it's relative.
Sure.
If you need 4 million XP to go to a next level, then doing challenges will suck.
Well, it's just, I think the XP is only for battle pass progression.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
I believe in the flight, wasn't it like each progression was like the fixed amount, right? It was like 500 per level.
Yeah, but something they had, they also had that accelerated for the flight.
Right, they did. Yep. They did.
But like I said, it all depends on how much XP per battle pass level you have to get.
Right.
And how much I have to go out of my way for them.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Like I said, if it's play 5 games, okay, I don't have to do anything other than play the game. If I have to get 50 sidekick kills, then that might be a problem. Or, you know, 20 kills with a sniper rifle or something like that. That's where it becomes an issue, because then that's in impacting gameplay. And that's the one thing that it really bothers me. I don't want the game dictating how I play the game. I want the freedom to play the game I want to play it. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't care. I want that freedom.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's, and I said this last week or last time, it's like, you know, in Destiny, you play however you want, except for if you're playing upper content, you have to use specific weapons to work with specific mods. It's like, but I want to play, I don't want to use a sidearm. I want to use an auto rifle, you know, stuff like that. That bugs me. So we'll see what it looks like when the game launches, and maybe we'll get a preview on the next flight.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know how much of this is getting implemented for the next flight, which I guess we can go ahead and mention.
Sounds like
that.
A lot of this XP stuff is
like I said, release. The one thing they did say about the challenges in the previous flight is they had a lot of challenges in there that you couldn't complete because, you know, like capture the flag challenges. There was no capture the flag.
Right.
Yeah. So they did say they were going to address that.
In flighting or just like in the...
I think in future flights.
In future flights. That way you can take full advantage of all of the challenges that they have available.
Because we can go ahead and say now the next flight is going to be... Or it's currently slated for September 24th. 2 weeks from now.
So if you want to be in the flight, have your Halo Insider profile up to date by September 13th.
Yep. Which is on Monday.
So if you're listening
to this, do it now. Stop what you're doing. Make sure your Insider profile is up to date. Do it now. On the multiplayer side of things, positives were bots were intelligent, fun, and challenging. Bot Arena is a safe environment to learn. Very helpful for learning the layout and flow of maps. Makes sense. Feedback, bots were too accurate when shooting weapons and throwing grenades. Bots all went the same way at the start. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Could get confused while moving on the map and didn't use equipment enough. And then Spartan bots weren't much better than ODST bots, and players wanted them to be more difficult, which I think we talked about that briefly, possibly.
Which, be careful what you ask for.
Yep. They'll probably get tough.
You know, I never really had a problem with the accuracy of the weapons, but those nades, they're pre-nade experts. I haven't seen competitive players pre-nade that well, that consistently.
There's probably more tuning that needs to be done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the weapon drills side of things, positives are provided a great environment to learn weapons. People had fun getting the drill scores. Feedback, desire to teach alt fire modes more clearly. Somewhat a way to swap between weapon drills more easily. Makes sense. Some players wanted untimed weapon drills, and a lot of players wanted equipment and movement drills. All makes sense. Combat sensor, a lot of feedback on that. Some like the combat sensors, though a lot of people found it confusing, and some wanted height indicators as well. Yeah, we've been spoiled by the height indicators. It'd be nice to have that there.
Well, yeah, that's a complaint I've had since Halo CE. they've done it a couple of different ways, but yeah, to not have that, it's really...
Has the radar always been cylindrical and not spherical? I don't know if we've ever had a spherical motion tracker in Halo.
I think they've always just been a circle.
Yeah. You're talking about actual shape?
Yeah, like spherical is like, because on Reach, you could be 1,000 meters up in the air, but you're still showing up on radar because you're directly above.
Well, right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as long as you're within that 25 meters or whatever it was.
No, like Reach, you could be really high up and you're still on radar.
Yeah, I think that meter is outward, not.
Right, so it's cylindrical instead of spherical. Yeah. I like to see it spherical, just from a quote-unquote realism
perspective. I guess there's not that much verticality in Halo, so spherical could work, but...
And depending on how like big team might
there's
be.
There's verticality, but I don't know. I've never felt like it was that big. But.
Well, that's right. I guess vehicles always seem to show up on your radar.
Yep.
Just a thought. Random thought. Personal AI. Positives. People loved having their own personal AI and loved customizing them. Feedback. Desire for more customization options. Separate voice from the body. More shapes, more voices, more colors. Desire to preview AI's voice and the personalization in the lobby. Variety of their lines. And control how much they talk, including turning them off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's not pink. It's lightish red.
Uh-huh. I like that was a cool call out.
It was.
On the medals side of things, positive new medals such as the Ninja, 360, and Bank Shot were loved. Players loved that certain medals got called out in the event feed, which is pretty standard Halo fare. Feedback, many players were worried about the size, placement, and the style of the medals. And they actually included a kind of before and after, which they definitely got an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
It has still kind of has that Halo 4-ish vibe that they're not quite as simple as the Halo 3 ones, but they definitely pop a lot more now than they did.
Mm-hmm.
Just make them a little bit bigger. Would be nice.
Yeah, they don't have to feel the screen, but yeah, I'd like them to be bigger than, you know.
Yeah.
Little bitty.
give us the same ratio as it was in Halo 3. Those were the right size. The little animation was pretty cool as well. Like that size in mm-hmm. relation to the screen resolution and the other text, I think is perfect. Or give us the option to customize the size of the medals.
Yep. More HUD customization, the better.
Yeah. For those that might not have as great a vision, maybe having those medals a bit bigger is something that they want. Maybe people have eagle eye vision.
I can see just fine. Who are you talking to? Oh.
And for those eagle eye people who have a UHD and can look out of the corner of their eyes and get all the detail they want, let them make it as small as the text font size or whatever. On the sandbox side of things, people like the accessibility and customization options.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback included the impacted shield and overshield readability. I think that was kind of heavily impacted by the outlines.
Yeah, the overshield was kind of hard to pick out.
Yeah.
I really want to see the friend or foe system in a not bot play because the enemies were always red, right? We were blue team, correct?
That's how you customize it. Like, default is the enemy's red. You're blue, but you can customize your color. Like some people had green, purple, some people had yellow.
But I'm saying, well,
the biggest problem with the flight was the bots all had blue armor, but they had a red outline.
Yeah.
So it didn't stand out. I heard a lot of people say that switching it to was it yellow made it stand out a lot better.
I switched to yellow and it helped, or pineapple. Be specific.
Pineapple.
Oh, sorry. Pineapple.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Speaking of pineapples, those bots were way too accurate with them. Oh, sorry.
On the feedback on the sandbox side of things, continued, desiring more options and including the ability to turn them off. Wait, for what? Desire for, oh, I guess for the impact shield and...
Like, yeah, I think just everything as a whole.
Oh, so like turn, be able to turn off the friend or foe?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, which I would actually do that and put the name above the head.
Yeah, yeah, that might be a good option where it's like, if you, there's no waypoint marker over someone's head, then you know they're an enemy.
Yep.
I think that requires a little bit more reliance on radar, though, because if you don't have radar, you have someone coming right up by you. If you don't know they're not a ally, because you have to come right in front of you, you're not going to see the waypoint. But with
friendly fire being off, like you weren't able to hurt your teammates in the flight, which that might just be a social thing.
That might just be a bot thing, though. Like bot
or a bot thing, but I mean, if you're not able to hurt your teammates in multiplayer now, that may not be a big issue. If you whack your teammate in the back of the head with your rifle anymore, I guess we'll have to see. I mean, I'm excited to actually get PvP, and I miss the 2 hour window, and I feel like a lot of my questions will be answered and seeing the game and. A hopefully more polished state in this next flight will be, I think, really helpful and help kind of direct my current feelings in a hopefully a new direction.
Let's hope so. Next one, aiming. All feedback on here, nothing necessarily positive, although I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. But performance impacting aim. Okay, yeah. Some felt the default sensitivity was too low. Desire for axial dead zone controls and confusion about the zoom and smart scope. I thought that was pretty clear. Like you could tell when you're smart scoping and you could tell when you're actually zooming. Or I guess like helmet scoping versus zooming.
Like visually it was clear. I do think like getting clarification on the damage is nice just to ease concerns with that. But
sure,
that's just me.
Yep. Weapons positives were weapon balance felt great. Ability to drop weapons is appreciated. Feedback, the sniper and the skewer were difficult to use. Split feedback. Okay, hammer feels too strong, but also too slow.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I would appreciate a little less damage and a little faster swing.
More like the traditional hammer.
Well, something that doesn't have the hitch in the swing. That it just... That hitch just always threw my timing off.
Like you mean just the long swinging time?
The wind up. I mean, you know, the wind up that you do to swing the hammer, it just didn't feel right.
Almost to be like have an alt mode. Where like if you're standing with the hammer, you just do a quick whack as an alt fire mode versus the big swing. I think that actually makes some sense. On the movement side of things, positive sprint balance was positively received. Split feedback, players wanted it to feel smoother movement and less warping. I think that may be just performance or networking. And then there's a note, screen shake was too much even when turned off in the settings. Apparently that was a bug. That'll be fixed in the next flight. Equipment, positive. Grapple shot was loved by all. Drop wall felt too slow and too weak. Yep, I can agree with that. On the HUD side of things, positive. The HUD was clean, streamlined, and the approach was appreciated. Feedback, some felt the weapon cradle was small, inability to see second grenade type, and some would like the HUD customization options. I am one of those. It is a pain to have everything down there cluttered. And I think most of the important stuff people are used to seeing up on the top side of the HUD as far as what weapons you have, what grenades you have, what equipment you have. So... That's a huge, huge change as far as UI.
You know, I actually adapted to it pretty quickly. I do, you know, I would appreciate having another window to show me that I do have a second grenade equipped or available.
Yeah, all you have is a little kind of like highlight bar that indicates you can switch between the two, but you don't know which one you have. On the menus side of things, the positive was the overall presentation. Was very positive. Feedback, scrolling and customization items were difficult to equip.
Took a lot of clicks.
Yeah, a lot of nested menus and
which is actually not that much different from Reach.
No, but felt like things were laid out a bit differently that people were able to more clearly navigate it.
For this, well, the only real difference was in Reach was a vertical menu, where in Infinite was a horizontal menu. So, you know, people were adjusting to that. But, I mean, as far as it seemed like the, yeah, it was a lot of clicks to equip something. And the one thing that I would say is different in Reach, you had to go through a couple of menus to get what you wanted, but then you just hit the A button and it was equipped. Well, with this, you have to select the item and then you have to click another button to equip it.
To equip it. I guess I'll have to see when the next flight comes out, but I thought you could actually, like, as you're scrolling through, you can just equip it as you're scrolling through. But we will find out. So that's all the feedback from the first flight. The next flight's going to be coming up in 2 weeks, like we said earlier, so make sure your Halo Insider profile is up to date. On the community update side of things, we got a new one dropping today. They said that there is not going to be any more community spotlights for the time being. Kind of makes some sense with them probably trying to push Infinite. It's mm-hmm. not gone forever, but it's taken a hiatus for the time being. About half the stuff we've already talked about that was covered in the community update, the Season 8 content coming for the flight, the initial partners for the Halo Infinite HCS side of things. We got a raid from Hayden. Thank you, Hayden, for the raid. Welcome. Welcome,
hey, Hayden.
Welcome, viewers. We got the top 25 Halo players of all time. We talked about that a little bit. We talked about the updated Halo 5 playlist calendar. We've also got some new Halo gear that's come out. So Razer has announced a whole slew of things, including a Halo Infinite themed keyboard, headset, mouse, and mouse pad. All valued, I think, bundled together was what, $300?
Yeah. Yes.
Or on $340? Sale. It was $340. And then it's $300 on sale, which I guess, I mean, it's Razer, so it's going to be a little expensive. Two, it's Halo branded, so that even add that more on top. So $300 seems, I guess, kind of about right, maybe?
Yeah, I guess. I like the mouse and the mouse pad.
Yeah?
The keyboard, I could give or take, you know, I'm not, like, chasing it, but the cost, to me, it's like, if you have a pretty solid mouse and keyboard situation going already, $340 is pretty hard to justify.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If they have the mouse pad ever separately, I probably get the mouse pad, but that's...
I do believe all those things are going to be sold. Everything is going to be sold separately, but
right now this it's just is a collection. Like a
special bundle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's coming in October. It's retails at $340. Currently on sale at $300 to pre-order. It's a Razer Caria Pro for the headset, a Black Widow V3 keyboard, a Death Adder V2 mouse, and the Goliathus Extended Chroma Mat.
And I will say the Death Adder, besides the Logitech 502, is a fantastic mouse. Like, it is, for me, it is my second favorite mouse I've ever used. For mouse and keyboard gaming.
The Death Adder 1 was actually my first gaming mouse that I ever owned.
Yeah. I mean, especially for guys like you and I who have larger than normal hands, I've always felt that the Death Adder was made for people like us. And it is a quality mouse. And I've heard good things about the Black Widow keyboards.
I've looked at that when I was looking at keyboards to get. I ended up going with a Keychron for me, which is kind of it was a Kickstarter
mm-hmm.
one, but has nice RGB customization and some other cool things with it. But like when I was looking at this keyboard, the Razer keyboard, like just the whole scroll wheel thing for the volume, just having that whole bar just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And like for a keyboard that doesn't have... Like, I want more than just the function keys, numpad, and the keyboard. I want some of the, like, the functional keys, like the volume and some of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, It works for like strictly gaming, but if you do multiple things outside of just gaming, then I don't know. Just it was not for me. I'll put it at that. Mm-hmm. There's also a Halo Infinite Special Edition Seagate drive, which comes in 2 terabyte and 5 terabyte storage sizes. Has RGB in it. If you're into that, I might buy it. I don't know yet. Depends on whether or not I actually get one of the Halo Infinite consoles.
Just please note that that it is compatible with the Xbox Series X and S, but it is not going to support X and S enhanced games. So you can't store those games. You can store those games on there, but you can't play them off of it.
Right, because it has to be the new high speed.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you got like original Xbox One games, it's perfect for that.
Yes.
I got the 2 terabyte Halo 5 one.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Master Chief 117 one. It wasn't the Halo 5 one, but got that one. I've got a 2 terabyte Halo Wars one that I got from Intel with that promotion. So I'll probably end up buying this drive at some point. We'll see.
I would like to see him do a high speed external drive.
Well, the only external high speed for Series X is that proprietary.
Like I said, I'd like to see them partner with Seagate or somebody to make a high speed external drive. I mean, they already make boards that, you know, you can do a PCIe expansion board, so it wouldn't be that hard.
It would be nice.
Especially with the size of the games getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So
yeah. And the fact that you have to have high speed storage for it is just a money nightmare. So that's pretty much it from the community update. There is some stuff. They do have a little kind of preview of art. So they did kind of like a mini community spotlight in the community update. If you want to go check out some cool art pieces, there's some tweets with some Halo clips and a couple other little doodads on there. Someone 3D printed some of the Halo Infinite AIs, which looks pretty cute. But yeah, go check it out over on HaloWaypoint.com. That's all the news there. A couple other miscellaneous things. Apparently there is now what was the energy drink?
That Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Rockstar Energy.
So Rockstar Energy is doing a partnership with Halo Infinite for that. I think that's coming out next month. There's some new Halo merch to go along with the Xbox 20-year anniversary celebration. So there's some new shirts and sweats going around with that. And I'm sure we'll start to see a whole lot more in terms of products and advertisements coming in the next couple of weeks, if not the next month or so. All that branding stuff that, well, I guess some of it happened last year, and now the other parts of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see evolving, you know, combination things. Like Monster was the energy drink last year. Now we have Rockstar. If this game does truly have the life cycle that they're hoping and saying it will, we're going to see the tie-ins with other promotions, I think, over that duration of life, especially if the game remains in a very high player count and player interest and a good thing for vendors to see as a tie-in opportunity.
Yeah.
Ripe for advertisers.
Very much. You know, the more successful this game is, the more advertising people are going to try and attach to it on the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Monster didn't get screwed here. I saw that kind of get tweeted out a little bit when that got announced. You know, these deals are going to come and go. And I mean, hey, maybe someday out of this we'll we'll see the rebirth of I'm like, Mountain Dew.
What are you
Dew.
Going on here? What's your angle?
We're
going
to see the.
I don't maybe know. We'll Mountain Dew's rebirth. Pretty in bed with Call of Duty.
I know. I'm just, you know, my wishful and thinking
Doritos.
Is Halo. If Halo can rise like a phoenix, we'll see the rebirth of the original Mountain Dew game fuel that many of us Halo fans so miss. So
sorry.
Maybe.
Fingers for crossed. You audio listeners, that was me gagging. Sorry.
Well, then you got real life Spartan over here who's actually drinking 13-year-old game fuel.
Not Docker recommended, by the way.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't imagine so. That just seems like a horrible idea. A couple of other quick things as well. There is some new Numskull merch for Halo. There's a cool new cap, which I haven't gotten a lot of Halo caps before because they've been like the straight bill. But this one's actually like a normal curve bill hat, so I might.
You do know you can form those, right?
Yeah, but I mean, in addition to it, most of those designs I'm not very keen on for those flat bill ones, anyways. But yeah, there's a headset and controller stand. There is a hat. There's a mug. There is some pins. A glow in the dark.
Lots of goodies.
Yep, glow in the dark USB-C cables. And USB micro cables, a desk lamp, a scarf. The scarf and the sweater are still there. There's some cool new stuff on here over at Numskull. And what else did I find? I think that's all the latest product stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the controller holder, the CE one. Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah, looks like it.
Yep, looks about it. So that is going to go ahead and wrap it up on the news side of things. I don't think there's a lot more to talk about at the moment. Hopefully, if we have a kind of a more quiet week, then we'll actually go over the promotion side of past Halo games and I guess compare that to a somewhat non-existent Halo Infinite promotional cycle, because thank you, COVID.
I'm really hoping that it starts picking up here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. Nice. I mean, really just like, something.
Let's at least get good 3 good months of.
They did conveniently time the announcement of the new flight as PlayStation was starting their E3 stream today. So I'm just saying, maybe.
No,
Sony just
that
needs
had
to go
nothing.
Live.
No.
Wasn't E3 like 2 months ago?
Well, I'm saying their form of it, because now they're not part of E3. But, you know, it's a...
They're not E3 press briefing.
Yeah, right. They're not E3 press conference.
Not E3 press
briefing. So maybe we just need Nintendo to do one here next week. And maybe Microsoft, you know, drops another little nugget for us.
Maybe.
Come on, competition.
Right.
Force Microsoft's hand.
Right. So that'll be nice to actually have another flight under our belt. So September 24th.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
And it's going to be Big Team, I believe, right?
Big Team, Arena, and Bots.
Uh-huh.
So more
and
fun.
They'll also have more weapon drills and the training mode. The Arena training mode as well.
That's... Oh, wait. That's
yeah,
the not
the
bots?
Yeah, where you can train against bots. They'll have weapon drills, and then they'll have the arena.
The arena bots. Right. Bot Slayer. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but the training one, not regular Bot Slayer. From what I understand.
Oh, is it a different... okay.
You know, the training simulation thingy, whatever they called it. I forget what they called it.
I know there's the weapon drill. I clearly didn't need to go check this out, so I know what I'm talking about. Target range. Is that not weapon drills?
I thought that they were one and the same, but maybe I'm wrong.
You know the mode where you can 1v1 a bot? Where they actually shoot back at you? Never mind. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was just Bot Slayer.
I thought that was Bot Slayer.
Oh, GT... Okay, Laird's thinking you're thinking target range, so...
No.
We'll find out in two weeks.
Yeah.
We'll find out in 2 weeks. Another little announcement is, haven't made this on the website yet, but I'll go ahead and make it here. The tournament dates for our Fiesta Frenzy tournament side of things is going to be the weekend of November 12th. Registration will open next week, either Monday or Tuesday, and teams that are wanting to participate can go ahead and submit their rosters. We'll basically have captains submit rosters As we go ahead and continue to work with Forge Hub to judge the maps, and as we go down that process, actually getting the brackets laid out and all the map options and modes figured out as well, it's going to be an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 months, probably by the time you're listening to this, if you're downloading this, is when we're going to kick off the tournament. I think we're probably going to cap it at 32 teams so we can just get it done that weekend. Might reach out to some other folks just to kind of get some tips, maybe from like the Play Griffball folks, just to see what their recommendations are on actually getting some of the registration going and the actual tournament management and coming up with brackets and whatnot. But November 12th, which is a Friday, will be the kickoff date for the tournament, going through Saturday and Sunday if needed. And it's a $2,000 prize pool. And the maps are going to consist of built-in maps and maps that are going to be winners from the forging side of things over on the Forge Hub side. $2,000 prize pool split between the first, second, and third place teams. So there is money involved. Pay attention to our website, podtacular.com, and our Twitter, which is our handle is podtacular over there, and our Discord, podtacular.com/Discord, for when we make the announcement on the tournament registration opening. And we'll probably make the announcement of the tournament this weekend. So yeah, that'll be fun and exciting. We're looking forward to it. I will probably be co-commentating with another commentator over on the Forge Hub side of things. We might reach out to some of the other Halo professional casters, see if they're interested in casting at all. Also, want some feedback from the community on what we want Jeff Stetzer to say on our cameo request to him. So we already have a few ideas. Obviously, things like Turbo Time, Keep on Fragging Trucks are things that we want to do, but we want to get some input from the community. So if you have any ideas for kind of Podtacular-like things or other things you would like to hear Jeff Stetzer say during the podcast, during game nights, let us know. Drop us a line what you think a good quote would be in our Discord, and we'll bucket those up in the next 2 weeks and actually finally get our request over to Jeff Stetzer over on Cameo and get all of those lines prepped and ready. Might even drop a few of them on the tournament. We'll have to see how it goes. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we wrap things up for tonight?
Get registered for the flight at HaloInsider.com. You have until the 13th.
To be guaranteed.
To be guaranteed.
Yeah. So I guess that means they're going to try to invite everybody then who has a
That's what they said.
Proper profile.
Yeah, they want to really stress test the servers and the services. They want us to break it.
Pay it forward. Help a friend and then have them help two friends.
There you go. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. So thank you for tuning in either via live stream on Twitch or via download. We stream our podcast every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then we have our Fraggin' Friday hosted by GT on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then we also have Achieving Halo 9:30 p.m. on Sundays Eastern time. And we will probably be going for some more Halo 3 with Prestige. If anyone would like to join in, and if you're looking for some 360 achievements, we will be more than happy to help folks with those. Until Season 8 comes out and we have some Season 8 challenges to go for, we're going to probably focus on helping people get the 360 achievements because we are only 3 weeks away, or sorry, not 3 weeks, 3 months away from not being able to get those online matchmaking specific achievements for Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4. If you think about Halo 3 ODST, but you could technically LAN some of those firefight ones and campaign ones without the online part, but if you want it easier to get stuff like Deja Vu, then that's something that you will probably want to get before mid-December. You can check us out on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also check out our Discord. That's where the majority of the community hangs out, podtacular.com/Discord. It's also where we have the poll for game nights. Again, MCC and Halo 5 are the two choices that we go for. least for the next 3 months until Infinite comes out, and then we'll add a third choice in there.
Yeah, no, it won't be a choice. It'll be Infinite.
We'll make it a choice just for posterity's sake. How about that?
Yeah, I have the deciding vote. It'll be Infinite.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, we've also got our Spartan Company and our Xbox Club. If you have any cool little video clips or screenshots you want to share with us on the Xbox Club, you feel free to do that. I think we had one from Bobby and Tasman recently. And also, if you want to post them over on our Discord as well, we'll cover those in our Tales from the Foxhole section at the beginning of the show. The Spartan Company, we're still going for the Achilles Helmet. Got 6 of those left to go. We probably will get 2 more before Infinite comes out, and then the other 4 will just probably grind on the side until we maybe one day get those done. Maybe. We'll see. You can check out the pod. Right. You can check out the podcast on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn, and soon on Facebook, because Facebook supports podcast feeds now. If there's another platform that we are not on that you'd like to listen to podcasts, please let us know. Also, share the podcast with your friends. There are numerous ways to help out, and that's certainly one of them, just sharing word of mouth of the podcast's existence and getting folks to come download the show and join us on the live streams. You can also help us out by becoming a subscriber on Twitch or asking Pins for a subscription. Either one will probably work. We've also got a 20% off any subscriptions made on Twitch right now. So now is a good time to support. If you maybe were thinking about it, but didn't quite want to pull the trigger on a $5 a month. And that 20% off actually works for 6 months. So if you want to do your donations in 6 month increments, then you could do 6 months at 20% off. And then it'll, after the first 6 months, it'll renew at the normal 6 month price. And at that point, you could just cancel your subscription if you want.
But we prefer you don't.
Yeah. If you like the show, if you like the content, if you like supporting what we do here, then we will gladly take any sort of Twitch subscription that you would be willing to send our way. We've also got our Patreon, which you could support us at as well. We got Pins double dipping over on the Patreon side of things. So thank you, Pins. We had Prestige Ace on as one of his Patreon rewards a couple of weeks ago. So thank you, Prestige, for your patronage as well. And then we've also got Confowl, lurker in the streams and joins us on game nights. But nonetheless, he's been helping support us over on Patreon. So thank you all three for all of your support. We've also got donations as well. If you would care to donate to us monetarily directly, you can do that through PayPal, podtagover.com/donate. So if you don't want to give Twitch your money or Patreon their money and you just want to do it directly, PayPal's the way to go. Any way you want to support, either just by word of mouth or coming to game nights and playing with us, or if you want to support us monetarily, anything that you do is greatly appreciated. Haas, GT, it's been a at least not quite as hectic week, not quite as dramatic week from the community side of things, which is nice. We'll see what next week brings. We'll see what the conclusion of Season 8 flighting for MCC brings. And then in 2 weeks, the beginning of Infinite flighting. So we'll see you all next week. Until then, keep on fragging the trucks.